This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And tomorrow is International Day of Trans Visibility, so we bring you a very special Trans Visibility Worldwide Wrap tonight, kicking off in the US, where Rachel Levine has made history as the first openly trans federal official to be confirmed by the Senate. So this is one of the nominations by President Biden. The Senate voted last week for Rachel to be inserted as the Assistant Secretary for Health in the Department of Health and Human Services. What a challenging time to be going into that sort of role. It is history-making as the first openly transgender federal official. The vote, 52 to 48. Now, remember, they're currently at 50-50 in the Senate, so that means two Republicans have actually crossed the floor, as we would say here, for this to go through. It wasn't all smooth sailing. Some of the Republicans were quite vocal in their questioning of Rachel, but it has all gone through, 52 to 48. Levine is incredibly well credentialed in the area of health. She was previously Pennsylvania's Secretary of Health, so the chief bureaucrat. She's had very high positions right across the health spectrum, in academia, in hospitals, in, you know, very, very well credentialed. President Biden put out a statement saying that she will bring steady leadership and essential expertise. I think it was a really hard one for the Republicans to knock back. So it's probably a really good good success that has gone through there.
Carrying on with the trans theme, now you will have to bear with me a bit for this one because it's a bit complicated because it's a legal case from the UK. And they tend to go all over the place. But a high court has ruled that parents, and they specify loving parents, can consent to puberty blockers for their children on their behalf. Now, the background to this is, you may remember that the High Court back in December 2020 ruled that transgender children that were under 16 couldn't have puberty blockers because they wouldn't understand the...
It was about the long-term implications of it. At 15 years old, you couldn't realise how this might impact you when you were 14 or 16.
Or even 13. Right. Yeah. So that's basically put a stop to that process. Again, that would have been traumatic for younger trans people wanting to go through that process. So there was a legal challenge to this, and the High Court has ruled, and this is just sort of this week or last week, states that parents are able to consent on behalf of their children to take puberty blockers. So
Well, not just parents, loving parents.
Loving parents, yes. They do make
that. It's interesting that they made that distinction, that they sort of... I mean, I know they were trying to sort of say that parents who are working in the best interest of their child is really what they're trying to say.
So the judge said that the adults have the full capacity to make this decision, and she agreed with the previous judges that judges were not necessarily the best people to make a decision on a child, and as Matt says, that the best people to make that kind of decision were the committed and loving parents of the child.
Of course, the flip side, though, is that there will be vulnerable trans kids who don't get their parents' support, who will not be able to access these.
Yeah, and so there is going to be a legal challenge to the whole decision that was put through the High Court.
Lots happening in the courts in the UK. Well, a bit further north in Scotland, speaking of courts, an anti-trans pressure group, which is called For Women Scotland, has lost a legal battle to have trans women removed from a government act. This Government Act, it's the Public Boards Act of Scotland. It's designed to get more women on board, on boards, more representation. What's really got their goat is that the definition of a woman in this Act includes trans women. Doesn't matter what sort of recognition certificate you've got, it just includes trans women. They went out and crowdfunded £100,000 for their legal challenge. And look, got to say, they got slam dunked. The judge in this case said that I have concluded that none of the challenges to the Act advanced by the petitioner can succeed. The judge went further and called out a helpful submission by the charity Scottish Trans, which really helped to address some of the equal opportunity arguments from the perspective of transgender people. They've also left it open on court costs. So the judge is going to have a bit of a think and come back, and that $100,000 might disappear in paying the court costs for the people defending this change.
But they're not giving up. They are hugely disappointed, but they are going to look at their legal avenues. So there's probably going to be more coming from Scotland up north. And finally, we've got Hogwarts, or Harry Potter.
Do tell.
There is a game coming out called Hogwarts Legacy, and this is going to have the ability for players to customise their character's voice, body type and gender for the placement in the school dormitories. So you're going to be able to have a trans character in the Hogwarts...
And this is most significant because, of course, J.K. Rowling has made some
very
horrible
statements
about trans people. So this is actually, I think this is a bit of sweet revenge from somebody who, I think.
Well, the developers have said that they particularly pushed for them to be a trans character in this game. But I think the management pushed back a bit, and what they've come up with is that you can actually create your own trans character for this game when it comes out in 2022.
And that will help with trans visibility. So, that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.